Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Why can't we be friends? It's because we stiff-arm men around us. No man is an island, but, you know, in fact, most men are islands. And most guys are bored with their own routines, too, and frustrated by their own lack of creativity. The idea of this segment is to find somebody to give permission to ask you the hard questions of life, a man who can speak into your life. You know, it takes courage to open up your life to the scrutiny of other men, but there's a freedom that comes with that when you have nothing to hide. Today's mantra, autonomy. But true inner happiness is mutual accountability and interdependence. Coming from deep-spirited friendships, that's what this is all about today. We're talking to men who have become authentic with other men, and they're going to give us the benefit of that experience. We call everybody Bob, B-O-B, because this is the Bunch of Buds, B-O-B, Bob segment. I call each of my guests Bob in order to give him anonymity. And now to this excerpt from my conversation with Bob. How do you think that most men feel about vision, purpose, and meaning and that kind of thing in their lives? Do you think that most men have a strong sense of purpose?
Well, I think most men are caught up more in the sense of providing more than purpose. It seems like that is the main focus that men have, is providing. And a lot of their self-esteem and everything is how well am I providing? And a lot of times that gets them thinking just in the right now, maybe in the future for financial. But as far as real sense of purpose, I think a lot of times men are operating pretty shallow in that area.
What kind of thing has to happen, do you think, in a man's life before he starts asking himself the big questions of life? Like, you know, who am I? Who put me here? Is anybody keeping score? Does what I do matter? That kind of thing.
Well, it seems like, Gary, a lot of times men have to hit the wall a few times maybe before that will happen. It just seems like we have to come into a place of need or we see that we just don't have everything that it takes, that we are in have needs in our lives, and there's kind of a wake-up time, a wake-up call, where we come across something that's a lot bigger than we are. And, you know, a lot of times the storms of life, it's not, it's not if the storm comes, but it's when the storm comes. And the storm's going to come to all of us at some point in some way. And a lot of times that's the time where a man will have a wake-up call and see that he needs to think in terms of a bigger picture.
Wonder what it is, you know, when guys get that wake-up call and they go through that period of time in their life, what is it that causes one guy to respond one way and another guy to respond differently?
Well, I've heard it said it's either when you hit those storms or those times in life where you're maybe tried or tested. One man said it's either become bitter or become better. And a lot of times it's an attitude of life. And a lot of times it's our worldview of how we see the world. If we've built our worldview around, you know, how much I attain or how much I'm like, you know, my neighbor, you know, how many toys I have, a lot of times when the storms come and we don't measure up, that our whole, self-esteem and everything begins to fall around us. But when we built a bigger picture and that there is an eternal side of life, that there is something more than just what we can see, and there's bigger answers, bigger issues, and that there's more reality to life than just what I own or the toys I have.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
You hear it talked about that guys today, you know, have two expectations on them. They're expected to be Rambo at work, get the job done, you know, hard at it. It's a dog-eat-dog kind of race. But then they're expected to transform miraculously on the way home to Dr. Huxtable. Do you not feel like that the guys have that kind of a pressure on them?
I sure do, and I think that's really why it's hard for men to a lot of times relate at home. They come in from the dog-eat-dog world, and they've been fighting all day, and they just want to kind of rest and lick some of the wounds and rejoice over some of the victories, but pretty much just kind of restoring those batteries. And a lot of times coming home is, you know, where they are supposed to put on a whole different hat and be able to suddenly, you know, being able to throw themselves in a different situation of relating to everybody. And it's a difficult task. I'd say one of the hardest tasks a man has, you know, is that relationships at home. Many times we're ill-equipped. There's not much out there that's prepared a man on how to build those relationships.
How do you, Bob, in your own situation, how do you cope with that kind of scenario?
Well, I find myself many times, you know, feeling the frustrations you just talked about. But really, in my own time, it's really casting myself on the eternal, you know, praying and preparing my heart, seeking to get closer to my God. I find that if I draw closer to Him, that He is patient. You know, He is kind. He has eternal attributes that I need to help me be more sensitive at home and caring. And I just seek to draw near and let Him transform me that I can be more like that.
Jesus, He loves me. This I know.
With Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.